is a very bad actor sitting on top of the world's largest known reserves of oil, plus the critical minerals that will fuel the 21st century economy.
So he's just telling you why they're doing this. It's got nothing to do with him running fentanyl to the United States, because all the fentanyl comes from Mexico. It's got nothing to do with drug running. It's got to do with this guy is sitting on the biggest oil reserve in the world. So you know Trump is trying to overthrow Venezuela again. He tried to overthrow it in 2019 and install a puppet, Juan Guaido, so we could steal their oil. That's how the United States works. And back then, Tulsi Gabbard was against it. Remember this?
The United States has a disastrous history of military intervention and regime change around the world, which has brought suffering to millions of people. It's bankrupted our country, dishonored our troops, and it's undermined our national security. We must end this policy now before we get into yet another military conflict, this time in Venezuela. Now, President Trump and his administration have already instituted heavy sanctions on Venezuela. They've doubled down on their position that all options are on the table. I wholeheartedly support the Venezuelan people as they fight for a free and fair democracy. But the United States should not be in the business of intervening, of picking who should lead their country, and we certainly should not be threatening military action. Venezuela poses no threat to the United States. Congress has not authorized the United States to go to war in Venezuela, and there's no justification for our country to violate the sovereignty of the Venezuelan people. Now, the reality is that threats of U.S. military action and regime change in Venezuela is undermining ongoing efforts to convince North Korea to give up their nuclear weapons program, which exists because Kim Jong-un sees it as the only deterrent against U.S.-led regime change. Now, President Trump is promising North Korea we will not wage regime change war against them, but at the same time is simultaneously threatening regime change in Venezuela. North Korea is going to look at President Trump's actions, not at empty promises. The United States needs to stay out of Venezuela and let the Venezuelan people determine their own future.
That was in response to Donald Trump trying to overthrow Maduro in Venezuela in 2019. And she was right. But Donald Trump is back at it. He's bombing all the boats off of the, they put more sanctions on Venezuela. He sent military boats, naval boats, and down to Venezuela. And now they're bombing fishing boats off the coast of Venezuela. And he's going to start bombing inside Venezuela. That's what he
said. Look at the picture. Jimmy, look at that picture with Reagan smiling like a douchebag, like a ghost over his shoulder. That's intentional.
And so, and he's saying he's doing this to fight narco-terrorism. And I remind you, if you really think he's fighting narco-terrorism, as Combat says, if Venezuela were a narco-state, Marco Rubio would be having smiling photo ops with its president. Ministers would be bribed, not sanctioned. U.S. firms would be plundering, not whining on CNN. And the only crime here is refusing to kneel. That's their crime. So Maduro and Venezuela will not kneel to Donald Trump and the U.S. economic hitmen, and they're going to keep the oil for their own country. And that can, and if you think I'm lying, Donald Trump let the cat out of the bag. So that's Tulsi Gabbard in 2019. Here's Donald Trump in 2024 when he was running for president.
How about we're buying oil from Venezuela? When I left, Venezuela was ready to collapse. We would have taken it over. We would have gotten all that oil. It would have been right next door.
And he's just like John McCain, just like Hillary Clinton when she did this in Libya. Remember this?
Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Did it have anything to do?
And that's how they look at other countries. They, hey, we go kill their leaders and we wreck their countries. Here is the Max Blumenthal tweets out, the State Department stenographers at 60 Minutes are attempting to normalize U.S. state terrorism and the assassination of Nicolas Maduro. Their justification is Maduro's designation as the leader of a cartel created in the 1990s by the CIA, which no longer exists. So let's listen. This is what they said.
There's three ways this can go, according to a lot of the people that we spoke to, which is he packs his bags and leaves, or he's picked up. There's this big bounty for his arrest, so he could be picked up. That's number two. Or he can meet his maker. It's not a question of if, but a question of when.
So they just say that right on 60 Minutes, like, hey, we're going to overthrow this country, and if we have to kill him, we're going to kill him. And 60 Minutes is like, oh, that's good news. Good to hear. And here's friend Nick Cruz, the former ambassador to Venezuela, let the cat out of the bag and told you what it's really about. Again, you got Trump saying what it's really about. You got Tulsi saying what it's... And now we have the former ambassador to Venezuela telling you what it's really about. Nick Cruz caught it. Let's watch.
Neocon war criminals are going on TV and openly explaining how they plan to violate international law in order to destabilize and destroy Venezuela.
If I was Maduro, I'd head to Russia or China right now.
Because?
His days are numbered. Something's going to happen. Whether it's internal or external, I think something's going to happen.
There's three ways this can go, according to a lot of the people that we spoke to, which is he packs his bags and leaves, or he's picked up. There's this big bounty for his arrest, so he could be picked up. That's number two. Or he can meet his maker. It's not a question of if, but a question of when.
Our ruling class is filled with gangsters, man. They go on air and they just openly admit their own crimes. These are the same people who support Israel murdering children and sanction the International Criminal Court in order to protect their war criminal buddies. But they want to convince us that Nicolas Maduro is this uniquely evil tyrant. The United States is ran by a ruling class who spend their time protecting pedophiles while committing fraud against their own people. But they want us to support war against Maduro? Most of the time, they try to convince us to hate Nicolas Maduro and Venezuela because of nonsense about human rights or drug trafficking. But it's always refreshing when they say the quiet part out loud, like this guy did.
This is a very bad actor sitting on top of the world's largest known reserves of oil, plus the critical minerals that will fuel the 21st century economy.
So he's just telling you why they're doing this. It's got nothing to do with him running fentanyl to the United States, because all the fentanyl comes from Mexico. It's got nothing to do with drug running. It's got to do with this guy is sitting on the biggest oil reserve in the world, and he's got all these minerals, which the 21st century economy is going to be run on. So we have to obviously go in and overthrow him and give their natural resources to the economic hitmen. And who is that guy? He's the former ambassador from the United States to Venezuela. And he just said it out loud.
Was he the guy that had to go blow Maduro for oil back when they put those stupid sanctions on Russia?
I wonder if they did. I wonder if that was the guy. But here, there's more to this.
And he's in bed with our strategic competitors.
And how has he been able to cling to power for as long as he has?
I mean, let's be very clear. This is a criminal organization masquerading as a government.
That's the former United States ambassador to Venezuela openly admitting that we're hostile to Nicolas Maduro because he has the largest oil reserve and he refused to be a puppet of the United States. But the fact that this is a war that the United States is trying to start with Venezuela over false pretexts is exactly what the American people realize, which is why a majority of the American people oppose war against Venezuela. That's exactly why 60 Minutes are running unchallenged pro-war propaganda in order to justify military action against Nicolas Maduro. Hands off Venezuela, you imperialist scum.
Well said by Nick Cruz. Well said. That's exact. So the American people are against Trump overthrowing and starting a war with Venezuela, which is why CBS News, now under the direction of Barry Weiss, who is a Zionist maniac, is running pro-war pieces like that on 60 Minutes, CBS yeah. News. And that's exactly what Tone Police says. The Barry Weiss era of CBS has begun. So now,
well, not just that. Jimmy, first of all these media stations, the one Barry Weiss is on, that's Larry Ellison bought them all.
That's right.
All of them merged to Larry. So you know when anti-Semites go, Jews control the media? No, that's not true. Jew controls the one named Larry Ellison.
Who? So here is Rand Paul to also disagree with Donald Trump. So you got Tulsi Gabbard. You got Rand Paul. He's going to tell you what's actually happening in Venezuela and why Trump is killing all those people in the fishing boats. And it's against our Constitution. And he tells you the truth about it and how we have
dangerous people in a lot of American cities, but we just don't go in and shoot them. I mean, we have trials, they get legal representation.
So if they're really running drugs, that's what Trump is doing this under the idea that they're narco-terrorists and we have to go kill them and bomb their country because they're narco-terrorists. Well, he's here to remind you, a sitting senator, that, hey, by the way, that's a criminal offense. If someone is running drugs, you're supposed to arrest them and give them a trial. But that's not what Donald Trump's doing. Okay, here we go.
We have dangerous people in a lot of American cities, but we just don't go in and shoot them. I mean, we have trials, they get legal representation. And even on the high seas, it's been that way for generations. If you go off the coast of Miami, the Coast Guard will be stopping boats today. And about 25% of the boats that they stop, that they're suspicious of drugs, there won't be any drugs on board. So 25% of the time, the suspicion is wrong. And that's why we don't shoot and just blow up boats off of Miami, but neither should we be blowing them up off the coast of Venezuela. Number one, there is no fentanyl made in Venezuela. Not just a little bit, there's none being made in Venezuela. These are outboard boats that, in order for them to get to Miami, would have to stop and refuel 20 times. They're in all likely going to Trinidad and Tobago, which is an island right off of the coast of Venezuela. So there's a lot of reasons to be worried about this. But number one is the broader principle of when can you kill people indiscriminately? When you're at war. That's why when we declare war, it's supposed to be done by Congress. It's supposed to be thoughtful. It's supposed to be debated. And we're not supposed to do it willy-nilly. And then when you have war, you just kill people in the war zone. And even then, there are rules of engagement. But interdicting drugs has always been a criminal activity and a criminal anti-crime sort of activity where we don't just summarily execute people. We actually present evidence and convict them.
And what Trump is doing right now is just killing people without a trial, saying they're drug dealers. Well, guess what? This guy did this in the Philippines. And now he went and killed what he said was drug traffickers. And what they're doing is now the ICC, the International Criminal Court, is charging that guy with killing people without giving him a trial. Former Philippines president has been charged with crimes against humanity by the ICC. The 80-year-old is accused of being criminally responsible for dozens of murders that allegedly took place as part of his so-called war on drugs, during which thousands of small-time drug dealers, users, and others were killed without trial. So exactly what Donald Trump is doing right now off the coast of Venezuela, this guy did in the Philippines, and they're now charging him at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. So this is what your country has come to under Donald Trump. No matter who you vote for, you get John McCain, you get regime change wars. And while 40% of Americans are now food insecure, and just so you know, half the country can't afford a $500 emergency. 70% of the country lives paycheck to paycheck. This is what they're doing. They're bombing Iran. They're bombing Yemen. They're in bed with Al-Qaeda in Syria. They're trying to overthrow Venezuela. They're giving $40 billion to Argentina. They're not giving $40 billion to Americans. Americans are in food lines right now because of the government shutdown. That's actually happening. They're not sending $40 billion to Americans. And so this is what you're supposed to do when someone does what Donald Trump is doing. You're supposed to put him on trial at the ICC. But it won't happen because the United States has the most powerful military in the world. That's why we're overthrowing Venezuela. That's why Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't have to go to prison. Nice country you got there. And just to let you know, Donald Trump is doing exactly the same thing every other president has ever done. They overthrow countries in South and Central America at the behest of American hitmen. You want me to show you how many people?
Here's every South American country which has had its government overthrown by the CIA since 1947. Costa Rica in 1948, Guatemala 1954, El Salvador 1979, Nicaragua 1981, Panama, 1989, Paraguay, 1954, Brazil, 1964, Peru, 1968, Chile, 1973, Uruguay, 1973, Argentina, 1976, and Venezuela in 2002.
And Iraq in 2003, Afghanistan in 2002, Syria in 2024, Libya in 2010. We could keep going. Let's remember what Tulsi...
And we will, forever.
Tulsi Gabbard said, throughout history, every time the U.S. topples a foreign country's dictator and government, that outcome has been disastrous. Civil war, military intervention in Venezuela will wreak death and destruction to Venezuelan people and increase tensions that threaten our national security. She said that the first time Trump was trying to overthrow Venezuela in 2019.
So job creation, basically.
So hopefully, I know this is painful for people who like Trump, for MAGA who like Trump, but most of the MAGA I know are against this kind of stuff. But if you're not, I know it's painful for you to realize that Donald Trump is John McCain. He didn't cut the money that Doge found. He just gave that money to the Pentagon, an extra $200 billion to a Pentagon that can't pass an audit, and he knows it. They were giving them $800 billion and they couldn't pass the audit. So Trump gave them an extra $200 billion. He didn't give it to you. He didn't give it to states. He didn't give it to America. He didn't give it to workers. He didn't give it to people bankrupted by health care. He didn't give people bankrupted by student loans, people who are in food lines, people who can't afford a $500. He didn't do anything. He didn't build you a park or a hospital or a drug treatment center or a library or new schools or hire more teachers. No, he just gave it to weapons manufacturers.
Jimmy, Argentina's fighting for his life right now. Yeah. Stop saying Argentina's fine.
He gave $40 billion to Argentina. He's not going to give $40 billion to America. He will give $200 billion to the military-industrial complex. He
the
will
military-industrial
keep...
complex stole already $2 trillion every few years already.
Already. He will give you, he will give billions and billions of dollars to Israel. He will give hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. He's still funding Ukraine, Donald Trump.
Whoopsies.
Guess what? Ukraine has health care.
you know. Pay for it,
and
assholes.
You pay for it.
Government medicine. I don't want the government to run the medicine unless it's Israel and Ukraine and all.
And it's our money. Sure. And it's our money. Okay. I know you don't like some people that like to hear this information, but suck it up, Buttercup. This is real. This is the only way you can break the oligarchy is by coming to realize the truth about what Donald Trump is actually doing right now.
They're supposed to be loyal to you. You're not supposed to be loyal to them.
100%. You're not
supposed. How many times you have to hear that?
People say, I'm loyal to Trump. Well, you're not supposed to be loyal to a politician, numbnuts. A politician is supposed to be loyal to you.
You know, and like they said with
and when the politician goes against what they told you they were going to do, they are now being disloyal to you, and you are now supposed to call them out as an American. You're supposed
you're like
to
a fat spinster in love with a prisoner.
You're supposed to stand up for yourself. You're supposed to stand up for America against politicians who are breaking their promises and doing the exact opposite of what they campaigned on. I did it with AOC, Bernie Sanders, and the squad. Now it's your turn to do it with Donald Trump. Okay, if you want to see me make jokes about this, come see me in Australia. We've added second shows. We'll see you in Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving, November 28th. We'll see you in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, December 6th, and Waikiki, Hawaii, January 11th. It's a Sunday. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. Come see us in Australia. Second shows added in Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. We'll see you in Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving. It's a Friday. And then Pottstown, Pennsylvania, December 6th. Plus, January 11th, we're going to be in Waikiki at the Blue Note. Tickets not available yet for them, but go to jimmydore.com for a link for all the other tickets.